Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. CHP officers continue their investigation into yesterday's hit-and-run collision on Myrtle Avenue that claimed the life of Humboldt State instructor Suzanne Seaman. Seaman was out jogging with two other women, Terry Vroman Little and Jessica Hunt, along with a pet dog, when they were run down. Seaman suffered fatal injuries, and Vroman Little and Hunt were taken to the hospital with major injuries. The dog was also killed in the collision. Eureka police later found the suspect vehicle abandoned on California Street, and CHP investigators continue to look into several leads as to the identity of the driver. Anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP office. Sheriff's detectives, once they were able to obtain a search warrant, spent several hours last night and into the early morning hours investigating the cause of death of a woman found dead in a residence in Little Moon Lane in Hoopah. A CHP officer conducting a follow-up investigation found the deceased, and sheriff's deputies and Hoopah Tribal Police arrived to secure the scene. There has been no confirmation that the Hoopah death is in any way tied to the hit-and-run collision on Myrtle Avenue. And this just in from the sheriff's office, they are now investigating the suspicious death as a homicide. The victim has been identified as 47-year-old Dorothy Ulrich. The manner of death is not being released, and the investigation is ongoing, and detectives are actively following possible leads and processing evidence obtained at the scene. An autopsy has been scheduled in Santa Rosa for Tuesday, October 2nd. Additional information will be released as it becomes available. Three people were arrested after a melee at the Veterans Park in Garberville yesterday afternoon. Deputies were called to the scene by other campers who pointed out 20-year-old Justin Jones of Whitman, Arizona, who was acting erratically, yelling incoherently, and causing a disturbance. When deputies contacted Jones, he became combative and fought with the deputies even after he was hit with a taser. Jones continued to struggle with the deputies, including kicking one in the head and shoulder several times, who could not bring him under control, and they were aided by at least two civilians who stepped in to help subdue Jones. While that happened, Jones's girlfriend, 21-year-old Marie Burkhart, entered the fray and fought against the civilians assisting the deputies. While a large crowd gathered, a third suspect, 24-year-old Robert Irwin, was arrested for obstructing a peace officer and attempting to incite a riot. Two deputies were injured during the confrontation, and Jones, Burkhart, and Irwin were all arrested and booked into county jail on numerous charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Willow Creek contacted a man whose green SUV with Michigan license plates was blocking the roadway on Highway 29 near Burwood Drive last night. The deputy ran a license plate check and found that the vehicle was associated with a wanted fugitive from Kalamazoo, Michigan. The deputy then contacted 21-year-old Keith Chapman, who admitted he had been drinking and smoking marijuana, and he was arrested, booked, and later released. The wanted man was Keith Chapman's brother, Kevin Chapman, who was soon arrested after he and another man, 20-year-old Joseph Swander, approached the car while the deputy was on scene. Kevin Chapman was arrested on a warrant for arson, and Swander was arrested for a marijuana cultivation warrant issued from Kalamazoo as well. Kevin Chapman and Swander were both booked and are awaiting extradition. Humboldt State University officials announced today that they have lost another faculty member, business instructor Scott Guild, who died of natural causes. Guild has taught at HSU since 1999 and was considered popular and respected by both students and colleagues. The Eureka Police are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a woman suspected of using stolen checks and identification at local businesses, including Safeway, Walgreens, Kmart, and Walmart. The checks were stolen from the Humboldt Hill area. When asked, the suspect uses a stolen driver's license as identification. The suspect is a white adult female, heavyset, who appears to wear a dark-colored wig, and who has worn large, round, clear-colored glasses and has carried a large blue bag-style purse. The woman has also been seen leaving the scene in a white Mazda extended cab pickup truck with a canopy over the bed and black stripes on the sides of the truck. Anyone with information is asked to contact Eureka Police. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.